And away we go. We're back here with hour number two of the early show on this Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2019. 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. Now, the questions on the table today so far have been the meaning of Labor Day, and do you think it got its publicity like the other holidays do? Memorial Day, 4th of July, so on and so forth. Do you believe that Labor Day was treated that kind of way? I don't know. I still wonder, looking back at all the publications, news stories broadcast yesterday, was the real meaning of Labor Day put out there? I don't know. And if it wasn't, why do you think that was? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. And we also had a lot of talk right there before we went to break about the Marion Popcorn Festival. Now, there has been a lot of criticism going around on the internet and other places of the Marion Popcorn Festival. And my opinion on this whole thing is, shouldn't we take a little bit of a break and see how it turns out? And then maybe go back to the drawing board, or maybe say, hey, that went great, and let's go forward. What do you think? If you did not get in last hour, we had a lot of calls last hour, so we want to make sure you have your chance to talk about this. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and we will get you up on the air. I would love to talk to you about this. And remember, if it's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. But don't you think we should see how this new parade route goes, or who is in the parade and who is not in the parade, or how the entertainment goes before we pass judgment on the Marion Popcorn Festival? Shouldn't we see how it actually turns out first, and then maybe talk about what we can do as a community to make this a good event? A great event, as it has been for the last 38 years. What a great run for an event. That started off, you know, the first year, I think the entertainment was held at the Palace Theater. So you think about that, and you think about where the entertainment is held now, this great big stage that's outside, and it's just a completely different atmosphere. So I hope that people come around, and I hope that maybe we get a little happier, or I don't know what you would call it, when it comes to the Popcorn Festival. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was wondering about last week there, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, that you were off. I heard somehow, and I thought it was over the airwaves while you were off, that you was moving.
Well, we did. We moved last week.
Where did you move to?
We are now in downtown Marion. We are on the corner of Prospect and Center Street.
Prospect and Center Street.
Yep. We moved a little ways down the road.
Okay. Prospect and Center Street. There's four corners. Which corner are you on?
If you're going toward the palace, we are on the left-hand side.
Okay. Going west on the south side.
Going west on the south side. You know, we loved the place we were in, and the landlord was great there, and we enjoyed our time there. We were there for 2.5 years, but we thought it might be good to go to a place that did not have steps.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's turned out good that way.
Well, okay, I'll have to venture there someday and see you. I'm not going to hold you up, because you're going to have a lot of calls on this popcorn parade deal. I didn't hear nothing about anything about that, and as far as advertisement, I did see on the, either 4, 6, or 10, that's what I watch on the news coverage and stuff on the TV, and that's about the only time I watch TV is in the evening when 4, 6, and 10 is giving their news out. And there was a banner on one of the channels there pertaining to the Popcorn Festival.
Yeah, well, you know, what I can't figure out is, I understand a lot of changes have happened this year. The parade route's going to be a little different. I guess there was a change in the price to get into the parade. But I don't know why this has brought out such an anger in people.
Well, isn't it an amazing thing, though, Scott, you think back of all the times that you've been around and seeing what's going on in Marion, that it draws one heck of a big crowd. I've heard it clear up to 250,000. That was hard for me to believe, but in one day, or maybe that is total, or maybe whatever. But, you know, that's a still, even if it was even half that figure, isn't that amazing that they can have that downtown and they have one-way streets and they have jig-jogs in the streets and there's that many people attendant? And the biggest complaint of all, and we were talking about everybody complaining or voicing their opinion, whatever it may be, they have a terrific turnout, and they don't have to worry about parking because it's downtown Marion, and all the parking places are taken up. So don't that kind of defeat the other complaints about parking and complaining and stuff? They're still one of the biggest activities in Marion every year, and like I think you said, since 81, this has been a big deal, and it's gone over, and everybody enjoys it, and especially sitting their chairs out and roping off their sitting space and coming back the next day, and their chairs are still there.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that hopefully it'll calm down after a while, and we'll all be able to move forward. And maybe
I don't think the people that attends it is complaining. I think there's a hang up somewhere else. What I heard there earlier. I only got one more thing, if you please, for another few, because I don't want to take all the air time. But I was talking to the people about the memorial there south of Hardy Memorial being erected, and I talked to the boss of the place. There was four young men, and they're from Cleveland, Ohio, and they was cutting the granite to put on that steel structure. And he even stopped sawing the granite, and he came over to me, and they was in the age group of their 20s and 30s. Let's just see, middle 20s and middle 30s. And boy, was they ever really nice gentlemen. And they talked to me like I was a... someone from a radio station or something like that. They answered every question I get, except they didn't answer any of the questions that wasn't pertaining to their work. And he said that structure was 20 by 20, and the skirting, that'd be the bottom when you're viewing that, anyone that viewed it, the cement work around there, they're putting the black granite around the bottom, and then the upgrade on that is going to be a red granite. And then there's going to be a black granite cap that goes on top of that. So he told me all of that. And would you have any guess where the granite is coming from?
You know, I don't know where the granite's coming from for that. That would be
well,
beyond me.
He told me, and I was shocked. And I don't know the geographic geography and whatever we have to pertain to about the granite here in the United States, but this particular granite is coming from China.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and they had four before, I'm just using my figures now, something like four before slabs, and it looked like there's maybe 2 to 3 inches, or with a naked eye looking about 20 feet or so, I thought they would really weigh. Wouldn't you think they'd really weigh a lot, a piece that size, say three inches thick and four before? Would you know what that weighs?
I don't know. I would guess quite a bit.
Well, I did too, Scott. But he said about around 150 pounds. And I said, 150 pounds granite? I said, I thought, and I've lifted up a piece of granite, and boy, it's heavy, you know. And he said, yeah. And so I had to take his word for it, but it's coming from China. I wonder if this tariff is affecting the price of that when it's coming from China. Or whether China's got a lot of granite on it. Maybe that's something we can find out from someone that's really knowledgeable and could announce it on your show someday if they're hearing it.
Well, Ted, we'll have to figure it out. Well, Ted, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, that was pretty nice about him telling all about that. And but they was really gentlemen. And they was from Cleveland, Ohio, and I had to ask them what they thought about Chief Wahoo. Oh, man, that set off.
That set off a whole firestorm.
Oh, boy, he said, no, no, no. He said, well, I don't know why they complained about that. He said that was really giving them and Cleveland a big, big, you know, name in Cleveland, the ball team and the Indians. So, hey, have a good day. And you're on the corner there, and you're on the ground floor level, and you've got plenty of space. Now, when you walk into your facility there, there won't be a broadcasting room. There'll be a receiving room.
And there is a receiving room now. Second floor, though. But there is an elevator. No more steps.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Maybe you'll have a good view of the popcorn festival from there.
Well, hey, thanks, Ted.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break, come back with much more right after this little timeout.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend, and you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
The Fayee Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here,
It's never too late for life.
Or professional wrestler and movie star Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners of the WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Mary Hire, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM, the place to be.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2019, 31 minutes past the hour. Boy, time is getting away from us this morning. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. What do you think about the Popcorn Festival? What do you think about all the things going on in the community? Anything on your mind? We love the calls, and we've had them this morning, and that's the fun part of doing a morning show, is to hear what you have to say and what you think is going on in the community. And the two topics this morning have been the meaning of Labor Day, did it get lost in Labor Day somehow, and what do you make of the Popcorn Festival? Do you think the criticism has been a little too much this year, and will it all blow over when it's all over this weekend? We hope that the criticism will blow over. We hope the Popcorn Festival, of course, is a big success. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As I say, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a call. We would love to talk with you, and it's great being back on the air after a four-day hiatus for some changes here at WWGH Radio. Now, we do have prizes to give away, and we do have some trivia. Maybe we'll get into that. We didn't do any of that last week. I think we had a guest every morning last week. I'm trying to think. Last Monday, we had, Tuesday, we had Jeff and Brian Ruth. On Wednesday, we had, isn't that awful? You forget who, Monday we had Mary Ellen Withrow. I do remember that. Monday we had Mary Ellen, we had Jeff Ruth on Tuesday. On Wednesday, boy, that is strange. I can't remember who was on the program. I remember Thursday we had James Gregory and the pastor. They were on Thursday. But I can't remember who we had on Wednesday last week. I'm sure it was a good show, whoever it was. I know. It was the Old Farmer's Almanac. The assistant editor from the Old Farmer's Almanac, Tim Clark, was on last Wednesday morning. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Are you out there? Do you have an opinion on anything? Give us a call. 740-383-9944. 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour, WWGH Radio time. And hope you're enjoying this weekend after Labor Day. Now that summer has unofficially come to an end, I believe the first day of fall is September 21st. But I know for people who are really into that, that day actually changes. Sometimes it's September 22nd, sometimes it's September 21st, sometimes it's September 20th, I believe. Sometimes it even gets a little later than that. It's all based upon weather and things of that nature. I'm sure you'll hear about it on the news, but I always thought it was on the 21st. September 21st was the first day of fall. June 21st is the first day of summer. March 21st is the first day of spring, and December 21st is the first day of winter. Now, do I have those right? What do you think? 740-383-9944. Now, let's see about our trivia questions, because we did have some of these laid out here this morning. Let's see what trivia questions we have not gotten answered yet. Here's one we've had for quite a while. Does anybody know the name of John Forsythe's last television series. Of course, John Forsyth was probably best known for his role as, what was his character's name? He was in Dynasty. Remember the TV series Dynasty, which was a big hit in the 80s? He was probably best known for that, but he did a lot of television and movie work. But what was his last television series called? The last television series of John Forsyth that he was a star of. You know, he was a regular cast member. He was in all the episodes. He did some guest appearances later in his career, but what was the name of the last television series that John Forsyth was a star of? Does anybody know what local Marion business that is still in business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? Now, the last broadcast of the charity ball was called the Red Carpet Report. I know this because I did it with Madge Cooper. But can anybody tell me the business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball, a business that is still in business here in Marion? We've had this one out there for a while, too, and it's interesting. What was WMRN 1490's slogan in 1947? Now, the reason I'm saying 1947 is because I know that particular year they had this slogan because I saw the picture. Now, it was probably their slogan other years as well. I believe it might have been the slogan when the station started. But does anybody know what WMRN's slogan was in 1947? Does anybody know the estimated attendance at the 1945 fairs, county fairs? The estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs. Fairs. Does anybody know that one? Let's see, were those the only trivia questions that we had not gotten to? No, we still have this one. This is probably our longest serving trivia question. What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? What was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on after the assassination of his brother John Kennedy? Now, this was a television show. It was a very popular television talk show. Does anybody know the name of that show? Would have been from the early 1960s. And as I've said before, this would not be a talk show that you would think Bobby Kennedy would go on after the assassination of his brother, but there was a reason behind it. So if we get the answer to this, I will tell you why he went on this particular show. So those are the questions. What show did Robert Kennedy first appear on after the assassination of his brother, JFK? That's question number one. What was the slogan of radio station WMRN in 1947? What was the estimated attendance of the county fairs in 1945? What Marion business that is still in business sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball here in Marion? And what was the name of the last TV series that John Forsyth was the star of? Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I believe we have some tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds and also tickets to the Columbus Zoo left to give away as prizes. And we also have just the idea that you will call in and answer the question correctly. Let's see if we got an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Was the TV series Dallas?
Not Dallas. I don't know if John Forsyth was in Dallas or not. I know he was in Dynasty.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was not the last TV series that John Forsyth was in, but that's a good guess.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Not Dallas. The question is, what was the last TV series that John Forsyth was in. He was the star of this series. Does anybody know what the name of that television series was? Go ahead, caller.
Dick Cavett.
Dick Cavett. Oh, Bobby Kennedy?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Dick Cavett was on the air yet in the early 60s, but it would have been, you know, about that time. But it was not Dick Cavett. Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Dick Cavett. I don't think Dick Cavett got on the air till the late 60s, maybe early 70s. But that's closer to the right answer than most of our guesses have been. The question is, Robert Kennedy, who was the Attorney General of the United States at the time, made an appearance on a talk show, television talk show, right after the passing or assassination. It wasn't really a passing of John F. Kennedy. We got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Charlie's Angels?
No, John Forsythe was in Charlie's Angels, but that was not his last show.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll keep trying.
Keep trying. Yeah. John Forsythe was in Charlie's Angels. I believe he was the voice. At the beginning of each episode of Charlie's Angels, a voice came over the intercom, and I believe that was John Forsythe. I don't think he was ever seen on the series Charlie's Angels, but he was part of the cast, but that was not his last show. That was not the name of his last show. The question is, what was the name of the last television series that John Forsythe was the star of? A regular cast member, not just a guest spot. What was the name of the last television series that John Forsythe was the star of? What television show did Robert Kennedy appear on after the assassination of his brother John Kennedy? It was the first show that Robert Kennedy appeared on. And again, it was a very popular show of the early 1960s. And it was not a show that maybe you would think he would appear on. Maybe. Oh, we had a call there, and I think we dropped the call. Okay, if that was you, give us a call back. And maybe this is them giving us a call back. We hope. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that John Forsythe show, would it be the Powers That Be?
That was it. It was a Norman Lear political show called The Powers That Be, but it was actually a sitcom that was on, I believe, from 1992 through 1993. You have got it right. It was The Powers That Be. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes, I am.
Would you like tickets to the zoo, or would you like tickets to the wilds?
What's the wilds?
The Wilds is a place where you can go and feed live animals, like a safari. It's an open safari.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's I forget the exact location, but it's somewhere close to Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay, let me write this down here. Okay, boy, what is the date now? It is the 3rd of September, and we got tickets to the Wilds. And what is your name?
Brenda Griffith.
All right, Brenda. Let me write this down. Okay, you've got some tickets to the Wilds. Thanks for calling in.
Now, where are you located at?
Where we're located, we are in downtown Marion on the corner of Prospect and Center Street. And if you come in the building, you just take the elevator up to the second floor, and we're at the very end of the hallway. There's a sign on the door. We actually close today in about 15 minutes, but we'll be open later on this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. If you'd like to pick them up today, 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay, what? Can you tell me what building you're in?
It's the Ohio Health Building.
The Ohio Health.
Ohio Health. Yeah, it's on the corner of Center and Prospect, and you just take the elevator to the second floor and go to the end of the hallway, and our sign is on the door.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Brenda Griffith gets a pair of tickets to the Wilds. And yes, our office will be closing today in 15 minutes, but we will be open 4 to 6 p.m. tonight. So you have a chance to come in and get your tickets then, 4 to 6 p.m. tonight, if you'd like to pick up your tickets. Or tomorrow, we'll be open from 8 in the morning until, what time? 1. 8 to 1 tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm kind of screwed up in the brain here about Labor Day. So tomorrow we'll be here from 8 until 1. 8 in the morning till 1. Okay. It was The Powers That Be. That was the name of the last television series that John Forsythe was the star of. It didn't end up being a hit, but it was a good show. It was produced by Norman Lear, who did All in the Family and The Jeffersons and all those shows. I believe it was on in 92. And he played a senator. John Forsythe was a senator in that show. It was a sitcom. It was a good show. Had a lot of famous actors and actresses in it. Holland Taylor, who went on to do Two and a Half Men. She was the mother on Two and a Half Men. And a lot of great cast members were in that show. But David Hyde Pierce, who went on to play Frasier's brother Niles in the TV series Frasier, but it was The Powers That Be. That was John Forsythe's last television series. All right, we still have questions on the table. We still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. I can never remember where the Wilds is located. Now, I know I've never been to the Wilds, so I cannot remember exactly where they're located. Does anybody know where the Wilds is located? I don't think it says, no, it just says Open Air Safari Pass. I have no idea where the Wilds is located. I know it's somewhere in the vicinity. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not close to Columbus. I really don't know. Does anybody, isn't that awful? I got to go to these places. Does anybody know where the Wilds is, the Open Air Safari? I know there's been a lot of publicity about that. But I do not remember where exactly it is located. Help me out here. 47 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're on the air here. Got about 12 minutes left in the broadcast today. Still have some trivia questions here. What Marion business that is still in business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? What Marion business that's still in business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? What was the slogan of WMRN 1490 in 1947? What was the station's slogan? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? You know, I wonder if this ringer on this phone is turned on again. Hard to tell. Go ahead, caller.
The Wilds is a good distance from Columbus.
Now, how far from Columbus?
Well, that's what I'm looking up. All I know is where Derwent is because I was down there shooting a documentary of a small railroad. Looking up directions right now. The Wilds is southeast of Zanesville.
Really?
So, you know, from Columbus, you're a good two-hour drive.
So from Marion, how long we get? An hour and a half?
Well, from Columbus, you're 2 hours, 15 minutes. It's 121 miles.
Really?
So it's south. It's just northwest of Caldwell. It's south of New Concord, southwest of Cambridge. That's about all I can tell you. It's a good distance. It's a good distance from Marion. So if you went, the only thing I can say is if people can look it up on the website, it's a good chunk, but it's well worth the trip. You'll experience a lot of things, and you know, again, it's worth the trip to get there.
It's my understanding that you drive through this thing and they give you food and you can actually feed these animals.
That's what I understand. It's kind of like a double-decker bus, only the top's off, so you can feed, I guess you can feed giraffes and things like that, but they've got all kinds of things down there.
Well, it certainly would be an experience your kids and grandkids would not forget.
It looks like there's a way to get there from Marion, and it's excuse me, it's showing 2 hours and 21 minutes. And it's funny because it seems to be the same way from Columbus or Westerville to get there. But, figure on a 2.5 hour drive, depends on weather, traffic, road construction, etc. This time of year, everybody's spending money fixing the roads and stuff. But again, it's going to be worth the trip, especially if the weather's good. Take a family down there, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Well, hey, thanks for the information.
Oh, is the show that Robert Kennedy came on? That wouldn't have been Merv Griffin, would it?
Not Merv Griffin. Merv, I don't know even if Merv was on the air yet.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Yep, he was on the air. David Susskind?
No, it wasn't David Susskind. Are you sure? Because I know that Merv, he came on. Kennedy was assassinated in 63. I don't know if Merv was on yet.
Well, let's find out what Google has to say about that.
Let's see if Merv Griffin was on yet, because I know he came on about that, because Johnny Carson came on in October of 63. So Johnny was not, I don't remember if Johnny was on the air yet or not, or just gotten on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, it was funny because the rerun shows. Yeah, Merv Griffin's show was 62. See, he had two of them, 62 to 63. But then, after that, he came back on again. So...
Now, what was the 62 to 63 show? I don't even remember seeing...
It just has here, it says, Merv Griffin's show, 62-63. And I can remember that it was even... After that, because he'd be on like 4 or 5, maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Was it Mike Douglas' show?
No, not Mike Douglas. Now, was Mike on? I don't even know if Mike was on yet in the early 60s.
Douglas was on in the early 60s. I vaguely remember Black and White.
Now, he was probably still broadcasting out of Cleveland at that time.
That's where he started, Cleveland and Philadelphia. Then they made the mistake of going out to Los Angeles. So, but
he had to go get the guests.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. Merv Griffin had shows between 62 and 86.
Right. I remember those shows, but I just don't remember him being on. I thought he came on the same time Carson came on. Now, wait, maybe Carson came on.
Well, they syndicated a lot of those. Carson was on at, I think it was, they recorded at 6 or something or other, which was 9 here, but they didn't play it. Once Carson went out to Los Angeles. But when they were in New York City, I believe those were live that we got.
Well, I think Carson went on in 62, as a matter of fact. I think he went on in, so maybe...
62 or 3,
yeah,
whenever,
so,
whenever
I think,
Jack Parr... got fired or left or whatever.
I think he and Merv started the same time.
But who was the original host of The Tonight Show?
Now, who originally had that time slot, or who was originally the host?
Who was the original host?
Steve Allen.
Yep. Steve Allen.
Yep.
Steve Allen was there. And then he got a show later in the early to mid-60s.
That's right. Wait, thanks for the info, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Thanks for WWGH being a good, I would say you're the community leader now. Wings and Wheels is extremely appreciative of your efforts to help make Wings and Wheels a success this year. And we look forward to we hope we can have a sellout at this VIP reception coming up on Friday the 13th at Hangar 12. We've got one of the few remaining Tuskegee Airmen there, and to hear the story and everything, and we appreciate your help.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tuskegee Airman, Dr. Harold Brown, very interesting fellow. He was on this program, I think, about a year ago. So to meet him in person would be well worth your time and effort, because these gentlemen are not going to be around much longer. And Harold Brown's got an interesting story. I believe he was a POW. A lot of interesting stuff went on there. When I talked with him, I found him very, very interesting. 56 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know what show Robert Kennedy, then Attorney General of the United States, appeared on first after the assassination of John F. Kennedy? Does anybody know what show he appeared on first? It was a big network show. But like I say, it wasn't a show you think he might appear on after the assassination of his brother, but he did. And there was a particular reason for this that I will tell you when we get the answer. But the question is, and we've had a lot of guesses at it this morning, which is a lot of fun, what show did Robert Kennedy, then Attorney General of the United States, appear on first after the assassination of his brother, John Kennedy? Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. What Marion business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? This would have been back in 2007. Does anybody know what Marion business, still in business to this day, sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? What was WMRN's slogan back in 1947? Does anybody remember what their slogan was? Does anybody know what the estimated attendance was at the 1945 county fairs? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We'd love to hear from you. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or if you just want to call in and answer the question correctly, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have something to say in regard to the Popcorn Festival or Labor Day, feel free. We're wide open here for the next 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's the fun of local talk radio. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Was it Jack Parr in January of 1964 for Robert Kennedy?
You have got it. It was Jack Parr. Now, does it say why it was Jack Parr?
No, I didn't investigate any further.
No, I'll tell you. The reason, because Jack Parr obviously was not a news show, but the reason he did Jack Parr is because JFK had appeared on Jack Parr, and Jack Parr was actually friends with the Kennedys.
Oh, okay.
So that's what happened. Are you able to win a prize today?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have tickets to the Wilds and tickets to the Columbus Zoo.
I'll take Columbus Zoo tickets, please.
Columbus Zoo. All right. And what is your name?
Nancy Redmond.
Nancy Redmond. Okay, Nancy. Now, we're open today 4 to 6, and we'll be open tomorrow from 8 until 1.
Okay.
All right. So if you'd
like... I heard the directions to your new spot.
Good. Yes. I say we're closing here in about a minute, so but tonight we'll be open.
And one other thing for the twig ball, that wasn't Fahey Bank that sponsored him, was it?
No, that's a good guess, though. It wasn't Fahey Bank, but that is a good guess. But this business is still here in Marion.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, it was the Jack Parr Tonight Show. That's the well, I guess it was the Jack Parr Show at that point. I don't think he was any longer on the Tonight Show, but Jack Parr was doing a kind of a variety show, I guess is what it was. But Robert Kennedy made his first appearance on the Jack Parr Show. So glad you're out there listening. We thank you for the answers this morning, and we thank the winners this morning. We're back to the winner train here. We thank Brenda Griffith for getting her tickets to the Wilds and Nancy Redman winning tickets to the Columbus Zoo. I'll be back tomorrow morning, but tonight you've got to catch Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio. If you want to pick up your prizes tonight, 4 to 6 p.m., or tomorrow, Wednesday, from 8 a.m. until 1. Talk with you tomorrow. Stay tuned for much more programming.
They're coming, so I did that one year, and they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me: when the train gets to the last stop, you get off, and nothing.